So yeah, what was the reaction when you drew Huddersfield Town away out?
It was finally a draw that we all wanted. I think it's about time that City have had an FA Cup tie that people get very excited about. Recently, they've not really been the most amazing ties, you know, from a fan's point of view. Huddersfield away, it's only a few train stops away. It's the infamous Ale Trail up to Huddersfield, and a lot of fans are very much looking forward to the day. And you know what? That's what the FA Cup is about, isn't it? And by no means do fans think that it's going to be a walk in the park, because we've seen already this season how many upsets they've been in the FA Cup, certainly with lower league opposition. And Huddersfield are doing really well at the minute, and they put some really impressive performances together this season. And a lot of City fans will be looking at the fixture lists of Huddersfield and going, oh, that's a great result they've had there. And actually, I think a lot of them will realise that this is going to be a good game.
Unfortunately, we know Aaron Moy, who is on loan from City, isn't allowed to play against his parent club. Do you feel, as a City fan, though, do you feel an awareness of any other people at Huddersfield, or is he really the main threat going forward, as you would see it?
I think a lot of City fans, obviously recently with the news that there was that transfer rumour that Newcastle had put in a bid for him, I think that's really brought him to the spotlight with City fans recently. I know Pep was asked about it as well. But I think he's the main one, really, that City fans will be aware of at Huddersfield. And it's a shame, to be honest with you, that he's not eligible to play, because we've had this situation before with Patrick Roberts in the Champions League this season. And it was a great opportunity for fans to see what prospects they have, you know, if they don't really watch the SPL that much, or, you know, they don't really watch the Championship that much, they do have that opportunity to watch them when they play each other. So, unfortunately, that's going to be one where City fans are going to miss out. And obviously, I'm sure Aaron Moy would have loved to have played against his parent club to prove himself a point. And, you know, unfortunately, we're not going to see that.
Just for City, 4 days, 3 days later, because we're still to have exact confirmation as to when this game's going to go ahead between Huddersfield and City, but just after, there's Man City in the Champions League round of 16 against Monaco. I imagine that means Pep might put out a slightly weakened side for the Huddersfield game.
I'd certainly expect changes. We've seen that already in the Cups this season. He's made changes here and there, and especially with the last 16 in the Champions League against Monaco, which isn't by any stretch of the imagination going to be a walk in the park, because Monaco are absolutely flying. They're one of the top scoring teams across all of Europe at the moment. And I think they're very, very underrated going into this fixture. But I think Pep will be doing his homework, and he'll see that Monaco are a great side, and they're going to come to the Etihad with it all to play for. So, you know, the key of that week is really getting a good result, a good solid win, preferably a clean sheet as well against Monaco. I think that will be the priority going into the game against Huddersfield Town in the FA Cup. But that doesn't mean to say that he's not going to put a strong team out. We saw it against Crystal Palace at the weekend. He made a number of changes, yet the side he put out, I mean, Leroy Sané and Raheem Sterling, the future of Manchester City, just absolutely blitzing them. And he's been on a fantastic run at the minute, Leroy Sané. Three successive games where he scored, and he is looking brilliant coming back from that injury. And I think he's one that will definitely get a run out again in an offensive position, and he'll probably lead in the line with Sterling again. And you know, we've seen in this cup competition that City have made changes, but you know, they've yet to concede a goal, and they've had some very impressive performances, scoring 8 goals. So it's one of those where he's going to make changes, but it's still going to be a very strong team just due to the nature of the squad.
A few hours left in the transfer window. You don't fancy loaning us Gabriel Jesus, do you?
No chance. He's all ours. Hands off. Certainly, he's had a very, very impressive start to the season. Well, to his City career. I mean, you know, we're only talking about no longer than just over 90 minutes, just over 100 minutes, really, he's played. But again, you know, I got my feet firmly on the ground, and I am very much aware that he's still very young and he's still very new to the Premier League. His game will need to adapt, probably, but from what we've seen so far, it's very, very exciting, isn't it? And it's rather tantalising.